The common wisdom is that the Jesse Ventura voter is like an Edina woman named Mary. She called in to an NPR post-election show and said she was undecided till the end, but then placed her faith in Jesse.
I had said before that I thought the fact that Jesse Ventura did not accept PAC money made a statement. I guess that's where I was then. I wanted to make a statement. I was voting to what I really believed in.
Mary says she believes in the political process and saw Ventura as an alternative to Skip Humphrey and Norm Coleman. That's the main unifying tie between the people who voted for Ventura, voters not closely aligned with either of the two long-standing political parties. And the new voter is getting a lot of credit for electing Ventura, too. At Gustavus Adolphus College, political science professor Chris Gilbert asked his students who'd voted.
Every hand but one went up, and that person's not a U.S. citizen. I remember in fall of 1994, you know, a big Republican victory, I asked my class how many voted, probably about half, which is about typical. So a lot of people, a lot of new voters, the new registrants table when you went to the polling places, at least here in St. Peter and I'm sure elsewhere, was packed all day.
Gilbert says Ventura was the only candidate with positive momentum going into Election Day, and he says Ventura deserves credit for bringing out the voters. According to several exit polls, nearly 12% of the voters said they would have stayed home had Ventura's name not been on the ballot. That's about 1 in 8 voters. No one knows how many of those folks actually voted for Ventura, but it's likely many of them did. It was a close three-way race, and while Ventura's victory is stunning, 37% of the vote is relatively low for any winning candidate. Clay Steinman, professor of communication studies at McAllister College, says Ventura communicated the best image to voters, one that was clear and likable.
What one does as a professional actor is to know the techniques for constructing a clear persona. That's what Jesse Ventura was skilled at, and that's what he did. That's what's frightening, is that we can't tell whether it's real or if it's Memorex.
Steinman says Ventura almost lost that persona when confronted over statements on marijuana and prostitution. He says it gave voters a brief glimpse of someone as real as the rest of his supporters. Exit polls show Ventura voters slightly more likely to be male, young, and moderate. But overall, the Jesse voter comes from a cross-section. Still, Steinman cautions people against defining Ventura's supporters.
I think it's dangerous to generalize too much about where his support comes from. I think people who are very much involved in the political system and in the journalism system are shocked that an outsider could get in and tend to be dismissive of not only Ventura, but also his supporters.
Now the question is whether these voters, energized by Jesse Ventura, will continue to turn out. Professor Chris Gilbert thinks they will.
I expect those people will stay a part of the system because Ventura is remaining a part of the system. That is, the focus will still be on him, and the ability to turn those people out is going to be there.
Of course, as time goes on and Jesse the candidate becomes Jesse the governor, the relationship between the victor and his supporters may change. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.